Atty, start of pre-season yesterday. How have you found the first 2 days?
Yeah, we start really hard straight away, you know, that everybody can see that now the pre-season really started, you know, and we start straight away with run, and yeah, it's good, but, you know, pre-season is always hard. It's always hard.
Last season, you joined Wednesday right before the first game of the season. How beneficial is it going to be that you're going to have a full pre-season now to work with your teammates?
No, this is really, really something really good because I was really looking forward to it. And I know how I felt last season, and it wasn't a good feeling. And so I will do everything at the pre-season to get fit and then to start the season right.
It was a bit of a weird summer for you last year, wasn't it? Because you spent a bit of time with Crystal Palace, then you signed for Sheffield Wednesday at the last minute, and then immediately you were playing Championship football. You had no time to adapt, did you?
Yes, not really, but, you know, I chose this because England was my dream country, and I chose that, and I was ready for that, but, of course, you need time to adapt, and I think at the beginning was a little bit difficult, but as long as the season was going, as better I was, and I was adapting to the English football. So I think it was a good season to learn from it.
Do you think that you're fully settled in England now?
Yeah, you know, of course you can do every time better, but I think for the first season, especially since Stuart Gray got the job, we did really all right. And also for me, I think since he got the team and he gave me this was the football I need, you know, and that makes to play football also more easier, you know, when you have a manager who believes in you, who trying to talk to you, and this also some things are in your head, you know, mental things, and he did it right, you know.
So he had a big impact on you last season, did he? I mean, did he just sort of make a point of working with you to try and help you sort of adapt to English football and enjoy the kind of form that you had at the back end of last season, which was very strong, wasn't it?
Yeah, of course. No, he was a big point in my starting career from English football. You know, he was the main man. Even when Dave Jones was here, he was trying to explain me things and everything. So. No. Me and him, we have a really, really good relationship, professional relationship. You know, it means we really talk about things, and this is what a player need and what I like to do. Like you talk about things in football, his ideas, my ideas, and how everybody of us see the things. You know, and then we have to find a solution. And this is what I like, and I think he likes it too.
What are you working on the most this summer? Are the things in particular within your game that you're trying to improve during pre-season?
Yeah, of course. No, every training you're trying to improve, you're trying to be better, you know. But still, you know, it's not just that thing of you. It's all the team. And if I can help the team, or the team will help me, you know. And so we are 11 players on the pitch, and or 16 or 18, and we have to be... Every one of us has to be focused for a mission, and this is the key.
Do you think you can be a 20-goal striker next season, given the way that you ended last season? Is that a target for you? Can you be a 20-goal guy?
I wish and I hope so, but, you know, there are a lot of things they need to... happened all together, you know, a little bit of luck and a little bit the team has to going well, you know, to go well, and you need 10 players, they give you their assists as a striker, you need the players as well, so you can't just get the ball and score, you understand? You need the services as well, and this is what I hope that we get, and I just want to be successful as a team, successful that Sheffield Wednesday is successful, and this is the most important.
What do you think would be success for Sheffield Wednesday next year? Obviously, it's been a busy summer already. The club's been taken over by Hafiz Mamadov and that's still waiting to be ratified. But, you know, we believe it's just a matter of time. So what do you think would be success for Wednesday last year? Because you don't really want to be down at the bottom end again, do you?
If you ask me, I don't want to, because I seen it last year for the first time in my career and I didn't like it. And I think we show that we are, last year especially, we showed that we are better than in which position we finish it off, you know. But we haven't got a good start at the season. This was our problem. But since Stewart got the team, then things change and we show our real face. So I'm really looking forward to have a target, you know, a target, and the target for me is to be in the top 10.
When you heard about the takeover, what was your reaction? Because I'm guessing as a player, sometimes you're kind of wondering, what's going to happen here? You know, what kind of changes can we expect?
Oh, yeah, you know, to be honest, I just heard it maybe 1 week before the preseason started, because then one of the players phoned me and told me about that. No, I think because, you know, you inform yourself, and I just seen that the owner, he has two other clubs, Inter Baku, I think, and RSC Lens. And, you know, this, especially RSC Lens is a big club in France. So I think if he can manage a club like that, he should be, or he will be good for us as well.
But from what you've said in this interview, I'm guessing that you and the rest of the players were very relieved when you found out that Stuart Gray was going to be staying on, because sometimes when these takeovers happen, immediately there's a coaching change. But I think it's been made clear that Stuart Gray is going to remain the head coach.
No, at the beginning, you know, I think you know how it was at the beginning of the season. We haven't won one game, I think, in 11 games or 10 games, something like that. And Stuart Gray came, and I don't know. We all been the same players, you know. We didn't get 10 other players, so we had the same team. But the thing what he did, he mixed the team right with players, with characters, with different characters. But he mixed the team right, and this was the best thing what he did.
Atty, we know you as a player who likes to work hard. You know, we've seen you, you know, charging around the field for Sheffield Wednesday last season. But do you enjoy the start of pre-season? You know, you've had a bit of a break. You've got to come back now. You've got to start running again. Do you enjoy this time, or is it just something you've got to get through?
No, because now we had long holidays, you know, and as a footballer, you want to be back at the football pitch. But, of course, the pre-season is not something nice, because everybody wants to go out and to play every Saturday the games, but it's not nice. But as a footballer, you know that you need that, because this is the hard work what you need for the season. And so everybody is focused, and everybody wants to do it right and to be fresh and be ready for the first game.
Final question. There's four out-of-contract players at Sheffield Wednesday. Chris Kirkland, Glenn Leuvens, Oguchi Onyewu and Jose Semedo. The club are very optimistic of keeping those four players. As a member of the team, how keen are you to see them come back to Sheffield Wednesday next season?
I'm not the sportive director now who can talk about that, but I can just talk about the football things. And I wish that the club, and I think the club will do everything to keep them here, because they were players, they helped us a lot, and especially Kirky or Leuvens or Gooch, or even Semedo, they are players with a lot of experience. And, you know, we need a little bit of experience as well, because at the moment we have a lot of young and hungry players, you know. I hope that we can keep them, and I hope they will choose Sheffield Wednesday to play the next season, and then we can really start something special for the next season.